HarperCollins presents The L Word, Love, Lust, and Everything in Between, by Aastha Atre Banan, read by Vasundhara Bose. Dedicated to all the listeners of Love Aajkal, and Ankit, without whom these conversations would have never happened. Introduction. Ever since I started my podcast on love, Love Aajkal, I have realized two things. Love is a universal emotion. And two, also a universal problem. Young people and older are all wondering about how we find love, how we hang on to it, and how do we get by without it. And somehow, even when we truly know the do's and don'ts, as I truly believe we are born with innate good sense and judgment, it's always good when someone spells it out for us. For example, I have learnt a lot from the best-selling book, The Secret, and I often remind myself of the teachings in the book. Believe, and you shall receive. The same way, I feel that when a relative stranger, aka me in this case, tells you some hard truths about love, you nod your head and say, "Yes, this makes sense." Maybe you won't follow the advice entirely, but just maybe you will remember it here and there and maybe make wiser choices. Or at least choices that hurt you less. Love is to be enjoyed and love is meant to be healthy. And love is meant to make you more you. Especially in 2021, we have realized that when life is so transient, do we have time to waste on bad love? No. A firm no. So, read on, and as I talk about all the common questions and dilemmas about it, maybe you will relate to it, and maybe you will find some solace and some direction. Maybe you will just store away the information for later use. Whatever it may be, what I do hope you take away from it is that love is meant for all of us. All we have to do is keep our hearts, minds, and souls open to it. And of course, make an effort. Best of luck, and may the love be with you. Lots of love. Aastha. Section 1. Virtually yours. Quote, "Dating has become a sport and not about finding the person you love." Unquote. Rashida Jones. Chapter 1. Take a swipe on me. As Harshad Mehta said in Scam 1992, "Risk mehi, ishq hai." When I was 21, the dating pool consisted of school friends, later college friends, then brothers of friends, friends of friends, and finally, when you finally started working, other interns who were slogging it out just like you. If you were fast, or promiscuous as it was called in those days, you had a fling or two with your 30-plus boss. Don't roll your eyes. It was 2002. And at that age, even the obviously unhappy, dysfunctional, dealing with his own demons older man looked exciting and sexy. But I am digressing. The year 2021 is a very different place to be if you are dating, trying to fall in love, or find someone who will be with you for the rest of your life, even till the end of the year might work. In the last few years, the game of love has changed ever since dating apps came trotting into town. It's now all at your fingertips. And let's face it, it is all about that hot picture, convenience of location, or the witty answer to some inane question like, "Dating me is like," or "I am weirdly attracted to." It's only much later in life do you understand that compatibility is never about easy questions like this. But before we get that far, let's talk about the mad, toxic, exciting, sexy, insecure world of dating apps. Let me give you an example. I'm sitting with my two best friends from work and we are talking about their experiences on Tinder. These are an accumulation of the many, many...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?